Welcome. Wednesdays, twice, we talk women issues relating to women across the world, in our communities. It is the glass ceiling. Women who are doing great in business, great in, the corporate world, women who are innovative, women who are in science. We talk about anything that relates to women. And today we want to talk about women in business, and not just about the business angle, but we're talking about the harassments that women face while they're doing their businesses. And this is not just talking about middle class business or high class business. I'm talking about the woman who's got a petty trade business just around the corner, the lady who's selling plantain just around the junction, the woman who has a kiosk down your street and sells a little patesh. I'm looking for, what's the word they call the little gogoros and the things that they mix in those bottles? And I see a lot of men, you know, gather around those women and then, you know, get to drink it. I don't know what it's called, but yeah. Those women. Or the women who sell food in tiny bookers or even carry it on their head. The women who deliver food. The women who go to people's houses to cook. The women who sell clothes. The women who sell hair. The women who, I mean, whatever business it is that you find yourself doing and that you have to most times maybe deliver, you have to engage with people, especially men. How do you deal with the harassments that more than maybe almost often comes along with doing business? Some people say it comes with the territory. Some other people say, well, you know, some of the ills of doing business, you've got to deal with it. And you might ask exactly why I'm having this conversation. It's because it's the glass ceiling. And it's because also recently a lady posted on social media about an exchange that she had with a guy on this same issue. Well, apparently in her case, she sells food. So people order from her and then, you know, she sends, of course, she can't go everywhere to deliver. So she sends a delivery person to deliver, just like we do with all the food delivery services. But I'm going to go through her message, you know, and then, of course, we'll start there as a basis for our conversation. So are we all ready? Okay, great. So this lady here on Twitter, her name's Chiamaka. She's a food vendor. She said, so I'm a young girl that's into food business. Should I go and deliver it myself? The way ladies are being sexualized in this country, she says, Omo, see how this man insulted me because his food was delivered via dispatch and not by me. And she posts the man's message. And the person said, and she said, hello, sir, have you received your order? Thank you for your patronage. Enjoy your meal, sir. He says, you know, you are a very stupid girl. That's his response. And she said, sorry. Why will you deliver my soup via dispatch? Or you think I ordered it because I don't know what to do with my money? 5 liters of soup and you cannot deliver it and spend time with me? On the line, spend time with me. Who does that? The man says. And she responded, sir, we only deliver via dispatch. I don't sell or do one-on-one delivery, sir. The man said, will you shut up? You don't know I wanted to see you. All my follow-up, you think it's soup I'm following up for? I'm sorry, I had to laugh. And then she goes on to respond, I'm sorry, sir, but I don't do it in-person deliveries. He said, if you call me, sir, again, and then he put an angry face to it. She said, you can still open a big shop for me, sir, if you really want to. He now said, come and take your soup. I'm not buying again. She said, sorry, sir, we have a no-refund policy. He said, come and take it and don't worry about the money. And she responded, sir, I've been trying to be as polite as possible. I will stop responding to your messages with all due respect. And he said, get away, dirty girl, blocked. Wow. So, I must tell you guys that very recently I realized what hookups meant. I didn't realize. I'm a little bit old school. Yeah. I didn't realize that hookup was a thing. So I hear that people tell you, oh, I wash clothes, I deliver food, I cook, I clean, and I also give other services. And I kid you not, I never knew about it. Maybe because I'm a lady and, you know, I don't run in those circles, so I don't know. But a few colleagues and friends and even neighbors have told me that, oh, yeah, that's what these girls do. Some of them have, they tell you that they do this and that, and then what they're doing on the other services is that they want to service you and it's a hookup and you pay by the hour. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, that's prostitution. It's not, don't try to give it a good name. But so maybe this is what this client was expecting when he ordered food from this lady. And she does look like a gorgeous young lady. And so he got me to think that, really, is this what the world has turned into? Or has it always been there, but social media is making it a bit more obvious? And so I want to talk to my women who are in business, whether you're a young lady, you're an older lady, and you've been in the business for a long time. How do you handle this harassment, this unwanted attention, this thing that people do because you're a lady and they think that, I mean, I'll tell you a few of mine. It's just that I might not be able to name names because of what I do for a living, but you know what I mean? The moment you're a woman and you're doing a business, especially for the you that is selling in the market, you that is selling small kiosk, you that is hawking something, how do you deal? Because I hear that sometimes for those who carry their wares from place to place, sometimes they just don't want to buy. They just want to harass you. They want to proposition you. I hear that all the time. In some cases, you're even raped. But let's talk about it. How do you deal as a woman in business with harassment from the opposite sex? How do you stay professional and also firm while you're at it? Because it looks like it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. It's a very hard knock life for the women who are doing business, who are trying to earn an honest living. I'm not talking about the ones that are doing hookup in the name of I wash and clean. I'm talking about legit businesses. No matter how small, no matter how big, or even medium. The phone lines are open. I laid the basis for this conversation. Let's talk woman to woman. Welcome to The Glass Ceiling. 0201-465-7190. That's 0201-465-7190. Now, if you are also a man who's married or in a relationship with a woman who is in business, are you able to deal with the harassments that come their way? Does it cause a friction in the relationship, or are you more of a protector of these women? So, and have you been able to come to their aid? And if you have a sister or a mother or a woman that you know that's in business, how have you been able to help them, to protect them from some of these darts and daggers that come in their direction? 0201-465-7190. We're live, facebook.com/NigeriaInfo. We're also live on YouTube. Share your thoughts with us, no matter where you are watching us from. Hello. Welcome to The Glass Ceiling.
Good afternoon.
You're not a woman now.
Yeah, I want to share a particular story.
All right, go ahead.
That actually happened to my girlfriend. Like, this one, she cooked very well.
Uh-huh.
As in, this thing you shared now is quite just, it's almost just exactly like what happened to her. That day, I really caught that guy. So what happened was that, my friend is a cook. She cooks also. Mm-hmm. So she does this online cooking. So this particular guy ordered food. And then she told me that, somebody ordered this food. The guy ordered this last quantity. Like, the guy wanted the food to be in his freezer for a week or something. So she prepared the meal. She sent it to the guy. So when she sent it to the guy was not like that he was expecting. In fact, this one came clean. At some point, when they had the back and forth, the conversation you were reading on WhatsApp was just almost like the same thing. Because she was telling the guy that she does not, I wasn't even there when they were chatting, that she does not come to deliver in person, that she sends delivery. The guy was not like that, he doesn't want the food. That's actually her, he wants. So the conversation ended there, and then they had the back and forth and all that. So the guy now ordered food again the next week, hoping that she must have had a change of mind. So when she wanted to deliver, she called the guy that, I can't come in person, no. Should I still send this food? The guy was like, if she's not going to bring the food by herself, she should not bother like bringing the food.
So, but if she comes with the food, does it make the food sweeter? I don't understand.
No, apparently he doesn't want the food.
He wants her.
He doesn't want the food. It's my babe. He actually wants. So I was not like, so what do you do now? So the guy now said that if she's not going to bring the food by herself, that she should not bother bringing the food. So he was thinking that he was going to use that one to trap her because he has paid in full. He paid everything in full. Everything. He paid in full. But I also, my babe, Omo, I got my guys. We chopped the food. We downed the food. We finished the food. And I took the phone. I took his number. And I called him. I called him. So at the end of the day, we started exchanging words on phone. So he blocked my this number. I blocked the number he's calling him. So but me, I chopped the food. I called my guys. We finished the food. Both the money and the food, everything. So they are like that. They are many. If I were you, were just reading the WhatsApp message, I said, let me just, this is my first time I'm calling you. But I said,
wow,
let me just call because this one happened. It happened to my big, like,
wow,
in my presence, I was there. But at least I didn't.
Well, at least you protected her. Thank you very much. And she was not desperate enough because, you know, some people, that might just be the only order for the day. What does she do? Because she has suffered and cooked the food. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Mrs. Oboli.
Nothing where Musa no go see for gate. Women don't suffer. Hey. See, I was about asking you if this really happened. But this guy's narration really buttresses the fact that this happened.
Mm-hmm.
God go help us women. No. Okay, you were asking if things like this, if we witness it in our daily activities.
Yeah, if people make passes at you while they're trying to, you know,
Maria,
do business
you know,
with
you. Injection at the shook, at the same medicine.
Mm.
So in the course of my having to deal with my patients, there's this, maybe because of the way I am, you know, playful and everything.
Mm.
So right from time, even my face self does not really give you that aura to say you want to chike me or something.
Mm.
What I have with you, I they see different bomb every day.
Oh gosh,
married or young.
It's daytime radio, darling. Can we not talk about that?
Okay, whatever it is. So I just do my job and that is it. You get.
Mm.
And so some people in the course of our discussion, they be like, ah, madam, you are sweet, you are this, you are that, and I am married.
Mm-hmm.
It's boldly written. Do you know, even in the banking sector, women are exploited like this as well.
Mm.
They'll be like, if you don't give a target, you can't work with us. They sack them. They just tell them, they lay them off and everything. So it is happening. See, now we can't enter trouble. That's just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because we give our very best, want to belong in that sector, want to belong, you know, our voices, want people to hear our voices, want to contribute or donate our quota. Shouldn't make us, oh my goodness, shouldn't make us less human. We want to come, we're not competing with the men, but just give us a voice, you know, let's render services without being harassed sexually or in any other wise. This is so wrong. This is, in fact, if I see that man, I go sue him if not me. Oh my goodness, enough is enough, I beg.
Thank you very much for calling, Mrs. Oboli. I do appreciate it. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, Maria.
Hello, Makazuma. Hey, we want to hear your own. Let's hear your own.
Not the old men, shall not say we have responsible men.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. The thing is just too much. You come by market, you don't go face market when you come back.
Hey.
Now, that's the wife. Now you walk car, even though when did they tell you, go say it no matter. You too, you get wife for house. They all those things don't mean. You know they go church, you go say yes now. The person they go church, you don't go enjoy your life. This rubbish, now it's the enjoyment. If this one now enjoyment, me I don't agree. See, it's just too much. Too much. And most of the people that do this thing is big men, though. I'm telling you, big men that do it. Thank you
very much for calling. As much as I want you guys to share your experiences with me, how do you deal with it? I'm mostly interested in how you deal with it, because again, most people will say in dealing with it, you're going to have to make a choice. It's either you're going to lose a customer forever or you're going to have to smile through it and, you know, keep the customer. So but what do you do? Because whether we like it or not, it's like you're in between a rock and a hard place. You've got to make a decision. And half the time, they'd like to prey on you because And what they do is because they've got loads of money. For example, in that girl's case, he bought a lot of food. And he's rude to her because he spent so much money hoping that he'd be able to lure her in because he spent so much money. And I've seen it happen in a shop, in a girl who sells clothes, and the guy spent so much because he was trying to get her attention and hope that, you know, he could get her number or do whatever he wanted to do with her. But she was not interested. And he was like, okay, so I spent all this money for nothing. Then I can drop everything and get my money back. And she's like, oh, sorry, you paid already. But what is in a case where he's not paid yet, and that's the only sale you've made for that day, how do you even deal? I'd like to hear 020-1465-7190. We're talking about women in business here and how they deal with the harassments, the daily harassments on a daily basis while they're doing their businesses. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Miriam.
Yes, good afternoon. You're not a woman, but what do you want?
Uh-huh. I want to really have my say in what you are saying.
Mm.
This harassment is everywhere, not even only people.
Hey, don't come and tell me about men. I want to hear women and how you protect them.
Now, women, I want to talk to. Mm-hmm. There was even my sister that was looking for a job. There was a day she started crying. What happened? She said she's tired. Everyone that wants to give her a job wants to sleep with her first. And I told her a fact that I will tell you, although you women don't want to hear the fact. The fact is, this last day, there is too much of women flesh marketing. Please Google the country that promotes porn, which is Bluefin, in the whole world. You will see Nigeria number one. So please, let's talk to our gender too, because it's affecting the real women, the women with potential, the women with pride, those loose ones. They are affecting the real women that want to work. There is too much of women or ladies flesh marketing everywhere. And the message they are passing to those idiot men, those inrest, those kalakuta men, the message they are passing to them is that women are just a product of sex. So let's talk to those women that are making, I don't know what to talk, Sha, but you have got to understand my point.
Yes, Lumia, thank you very much for calling. I'm sure you're talking about the fact that some people in the women folk have successfully helped and aided in overly sexualizing the women folk and objectified themselves so much that every man that meets a woman is hoping that we can be the hookup queens. We can be open to whatever it is that they want us to be open to. And you're saying that that's part of the problem. We're going to take a break, bring you some messages. When we come back from that break, it's still the glass ceiling. We're talking about women in business and how they handle harassments, all the harassments they face, and how they're dealing with it. And of course, the men who are in these women's lives, how do you support them? We'll be right back after these messages.
It's a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On Hard Facts.
And yes, we're back. It's still the glass ceiling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 42 minutes gone past the 4 o'clock hour. And we're talking women issues on the show today. On the glass ceiling, we're focused on women related issues. And today we're talking about women in business. And we're not just talking about women in business and how they do business. We're talking about the harassments that these women who do business, and whatever business, the nature of the business is, how they deal with the harassments that come with the terrain of doing business. And I mean, any business. I mean, the woman who sells in the market. We heard Market Woman when she was telling us about her situation. And I did tell you a story of a lady who posted on social media her conversation with a male customer, and how he really expected that because she was coming to deliver food, that she'd also be open to whatever nonsense that he'd be open to. And we've also heard from Mrs. Oboli, who runs a pharmacy, and half the time the male clientele is like, oh, okay, you're a sweet lady. You sure you're not going to be open to other things? But how do you deal with the harassment and stay professional and also not lose customers? Because whether you like it or not, at some point you might lose customers, depending on how you deal with the situation. I want to hear your stories. And for the men who are in these women's lives, whether it's your mum, whether it's your girlfriend, your wife, your partner, how do you deal with it when they come to you with these problems? Does it cause a little bit of friction in the relationship, or are you more of a protector than an attacker? I'd like to hear from you also. 0201-465-7190. That's 0201-465-7190. I'd like to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, welcome to the glass ceiling. Oh, apologies, do call me back if that was you. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, good afternoon. Palliative.
Good afternoon.
Make I gist you like Ziggy.
Okay.
I think the best way as we men can handle it is fixing yourself in that position of that lady, like either your wife or girlfriend, who is passing through such challenges. Somebody said something, and that was when I was trying to clinch to the interest of listening to this program. Such practices was very, very common amongst the people that I used to stay with in my former place of business, in a very particular warehouse. You will see men who would want to explore or exploit on a particular girl that is new, maybe a food vendor. By the time you see this beautiful girl, everybody would want to eat her food. You understand? And if maybe the girl happens to be the kind of person they are looking for, at the end of the day, you will see that all of them had gone senses on that girl, and everybody will start saying, I've gone, and at the end of the day, out of shame, they will force this girl out of business, and that will be the game. But what happened, you know, they say, he who pests others with pebbles must ask of stone in return. And anything you do, they say, nemesis must always locate the person. If maybe I was such a person, it would have happened to me. Because my wife happened to work in financial institutions. So one day, she was asking me, what about that place, your warehouse you used to do business? Can't you introduce me to that place so that by the day we do storm, I will go there and generate some account for my institution? I gave her my warehouse address, and she went to that place. By the time she went there, Miriam, my sister, do you know that almost every guy in that particular line of mine wanted to open an account for my wife? But the funny thing is, there happened to be that my elder brother's wife, who also does business in that place, was with her. Then at the end of the day, everybody who wanted to open an account with her, by the time most of them heard that she's Victor's wife, only genuine people opened accounts with her. Then the rest, who always exploit, because if I tell you what these guys did to women in that particular place, you will cry for some ladies.
Wow.
But just because I trust my wife, and that was the reason I allow her to be on that job, and I give her the courage she needs. At the end of the day, too many of them who eventually realize that is Don Vic's wife. Oh, Don Vic's wife. No problem. I have the accounts. Baby, I beg no verse. Next time we'll talk. That was how some of them resented opening their accounts. But the genuine ones, when they hear, oh, Don Vic's wife, oh, I want to open, she shared the account opening packages, and most of them opened. So we guys, we must always have that liberal mindset in order to help our ladies, our wives.
Okay.
Because other men who are not upright will always exploit on those challenges to do what's not right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Roger Man, for calling. Let me read some of the messages that are coming in. Someone says, well done. It is clear that there are so many irresponsible men in society that lack self-control, the fear of God, and discipline. This behavior cuts across societal or socioeconomic standing. Whether responsible or not isn't about your income level, education, etc. It's a character deficiency issue. The onus rests heavily on other men in protecting women, whether they're your sister or not. There are also many sexually loose women out there that give me the wrong impression that all women are like that. Dari. This one says, on the topic, I can tell you that most women working on prominent high-paid organizations today gave their bodies before occupying those positions. And what's your statistic? How many of these women have you met and they gave you that information? He also goes on to say, Almost all the business ladies are also into dating their clients, even their suppliers. I can count for you. Give me the statistics, names, and the different businesses, the ones that you've met. Are they up to 10, or this is just what you think because you've seen one or two women do it? Victor from Ikeja. Give me the information, because you see, this is hard facts, and you can't just come and say most women do it because you've seen one or two or even five women. We're 200 million plus, in fact, plus 200 million, because our census till tomorrow, we don't know the leg and the tail of it. But so five women, it's not enough for you to blanketly say that all these women that do business, they sleep with their clients. That's balderdash, sir. Back to the phone lines. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Please, can I be anonymous?
Oh, please.
Okay. It happened to my wife. She's a fashion designer, actually.
Okay.
So she had this male client, like very good ones at that. They bring customers and all that. But I realized they stopped from, you know, making their clothes to looking for something else. So to avoid me and she having issues, I just have to tell her, okay, you know what, wifey, from now henceforth, you will stop making male clothes. Just make female
stick
clothes.
To the women.
Yes. It was actually a very difficult decision, but to avoid issues, you understand what I'm saying? So we just have to stick with that. So she stopped making male clothes, just female clothes. So only God will help us.
Wow. Thank you very much for sharing. But, you know, some women, for some people, maybe they only know how to make male clothes. That's their forte. Let's just say, for example. Or maybe all she does is male shoes. How do you stop her from doing that? It means you're going to take away her livelihood. And again, the other side of it is that how can some useless set of men just destroy a woman's livelihood or get her out of business because she's trying to stay safe and stay away? I don't understand it. I'm trying to understand it. Because I know a woman who used to run like a restaurant and had daughters. And half the time she had to fight her clientele because she had beautiful, tall, slender looking daughters that made half of the clientele come there. And they were coming because they thought they could get their way with the girls. And she, I mean, literally always had to fight. At some point, she stopped her children from coming there. But do you know what happened? It reduced the number of people that came there. But then at least she was sure that the ones who were coming were not coming for the daughters. But then we have this conversation because we want to talk about how we can put an end to this. While you train your daughters to be good wives and good sisters and good mothers, can you take some time out to train your sons how to treat women, their mothers, their sisters, and every other woman that they meet? Can we stop to do that? While we try to tell the woman that, oh, this is how you should behave so that you find your husband, this is how you should behave as a man when you meet a woman or you're with a woman. This is how you need to behave so that a woman can even look at you twice. Because the reason why the world is going to hell is that we're paying too much attention on the women. And we forget about our men. And kudos to all the men who fight for their women and try to be on the straight and narrow. God bless you. But it's a daily, daily fight amongst the women folk to stay
Book your
professional.
Flight on the Access More app and get 20,000 Naira for shopping. Valid from March the 27th to April the 10th, 2024. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an infomercial.
Well, Lagos, I've got to go because after now we're going to bring you the news. But don't forget, on the other side of the clock, we're going to continue our conversation on the energy crisis and the fact that by 300%, tariff has been hiked for those who have, according to the news, more light, more power supply. We'll talk about it. My guest is going to be joining us on the 4 o'clock hour. He's an economist. We'll talk about the economical consequences of this price hike in electricity. It's still Hard Facts, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacone. We'll be back on the other side.